The sale from PCTV Stanton Jones to Deerfield has been pending for quite a while. Police said he's been at the Park City station for the past 9 months.
Well, I've been at the station since October, so not that long. I actually spent most of my broadcast career down in Salt Lake City working for KUTV, KTVX, KJazz Television most recently. And when this transition was imminent, they brought me on board in October to start running the station back then with Stan and kind of make sure things would transition well.
He said after a background in TV sales, it's fun to move to a position of full-time management of a station. Although PCTV is thought of as a Park City station, he said it also broadcasts along the Wasatch Front.
People have the perception that we just reach people up here in Park City, but because we're on Comcast, we're in 33% of all the homes from Logan all the way down to Payson and from Grantsville out to Evanston, so it's roughly 250,000 households.
He said he's hired about a dozen people for the station and is trying to get to a staff of about 18. That includes building up his sales force.
I am hiring 5 salespeople. Yeah, I want to expand our footprint, so I need a couple of people here in Park City. I want to hire one in Ogden, one in Utah County, and one down in Salt Lake.
He said one important connection for them is with KJazz in Salt Lake.
We also have a partnership, and I don't know if you knew this, with KJazz Television. We're syndicating our programming to them on the weekends, and that will start in September as well, where we'll take a couple of hours of our product and we'll air it on KJazz TV Saturday and Sunday mornings. And because KJazz has a statewide footprint, that will increase the opportunity for people to sample our product because we don't get all the way down to St. George. And because we're only on Comcast and are in a third of the homes along the Wasatch Front, that'll give people in all the other homes an opportunity to watch Park City Television.
Finally, we asked him what PCTV gets from being part of an out-of-state organization.
They have a few more resources that they can bring to the table for us. It's funny, the very first day that they announced the sale and it was official, we all got new chairs, which was kind of nice because our old chairs needed some help. But beyond that, Deerfield owns a station in the Reno Tahoe market. So somewhat similar, you know, resort town in Tahoe. And so we anticipate some synergistic marketing opportunities, selling, production. So we're going to have programming that we can kind of share at times.
Keith Pulley, the new general manager for PCTV. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.